Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Ease, and this week we're tackling a topic that can hold us back from self-acceptance, the need for external validation. That's right, validation is for parking. Let's get into it. In a world where external approval often dictates our self-worth, many people find themselves chasing validation from others, looking outwards for something that they should be seeking within. Whether it's through social media likes, professional recognition, or personal relationships, the need for external validation can become a never-ending cycle. But what if you didn't need outside approval to feel worthy? What if the only validation you needed was your own? Validation for parking. This episode today is your guide to breaking free from the trap of seeking approval and embracing self-acceptance. True confidence comes from within. And when you learn to trust yourself, your judgment, you no longer need others to define your value. So this podcast today will help you shift your mindset, build self-assurance, and cultivate an unshakable belief in your own worth. And that's through personal insights, practical strategies, and mindset shifts. You'll discover how to let go the need for constant validation and just step into your true, authentic self. Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, fear of judgment, or simply the pressure to meet unrealistic expectations, this podcast today will empower you to reclaim your confidence and live life on your own terms. Understand that you are more than enough, just as you are, and it's time to stop waiting for validation and start validating yourself. It's not about likes, it's not about instant gratification, it's about you understanding your own worth and your own value. Because validation, the only thing you need validation for is parking. Okay. Understand that truly, validation is for parking. There are so many great qualities and great traits that are within you. You don't have to look outward for you to understand how amazing you truly are. It's time that you look within, search deep within yourself to see the greatness that you're looking for others to validate for you. You need to validate yourself, your authentic self, and understand how amazing you really are. And don't get me wrong, don't take it the wrong way. Everyone in their lives has seeked some form of outside validation. That's reality. We all crave a sense of belonging, acceptance, and appreciation. But when that craving becomes a constant need for external validation, seeking approval from others to feel good about ourselves, it can become a trap. So this episode isn't about denying the importance of healthy relationships, because you definitely want to cultivate healthy relationships and have that, you know, open communication and dialogue with others and respect their opinions. And it's not about ignoring the values or constructive feedback. It's about recognizing the difference between seeking genuine connection and relying on external validation to define our worth. So we're going to get real and raw about the insecurities that drive our need for validation and explore how to cultivate a stronger sense of self-worth from within. We'll explore the common sources of our need for validation, discuss the negative consequences of relying on external approval, and unpack some practical strategies for building self-worth from deep within. So we'll be very honest about the challenges of breaking free from that validation trap, but also celebrate the immense liberation, confidence, and authenticity that comes with finding validation within ourselves. So what are some common sources of our need for validation? Well, the first one is insecurity and low self-esteem. I hope this isn't you, but if you're dealing with it, feeling inadequate or unworthy of love and acceptance, you have to work on cultivating that love and just being confident and increasing your self-esteem, because your confidence and your value, it's self-esteem for a reason. It comes from self. It comes from you. So you have to focus on defining that on your own terms, defining it for yourself. Because if we look to others for our self-esteem, which should come from ourselves, that is a strong case of having your self-esteem diminished and your self-confidence diminished, because you're looking for others to tell you how amazing you are. And that can trigger a level of insecurities when they're not validating you. So you definitely have to understand your own self-worth from your own lenses. And another place that it stems from is fear of rejection, the fear of being judged or rejected by other. It comes from society pressures, the pressure to conform to the norms and expectations of society and past experiences. Maybe you've experienced some negative experiences that have shaped your perception of who you are, but it's time to rewrite the narrative. Look at yourself through different lenses. Or it may have come from social media. Spending too much time on social media, the constant comparison and the pursuit of likes and followers. Please, social media, it's okay, but you cannot look for your likes and look for approval and followers and gratifications. I don't care if I get one like. I'm okay with that because I know that I'm amazing and I know what value I bring to the world, and I just know my worth, and it's not in how many likes people like or validate me. I'm amazing if I get zero likes, okay? So validation is for parking. It took me a while to get that understanding and, you know, not look to my peers for validation, because if you're looking for them, sometimes they could be jealous. They don't want to give you a like. They're like, oh, I'm not going to like any of her posts out of jealousy and spite, to think that that would stop you. So understand, the only thing you need validation and acceptance for is parking. I've had so many issues on social media where the more I do well, the less likes I get. The more success I have in life, the less people say they want to like it, because something triggers them. The success in me brings out the jealousy in them. And that may be your situation, or it may be something different, but understand it's not in the pursuits of likes, because trust me, if I was looking for likes and validation, I'm not getting it. So that's not going to stop me from being successful. And it didn't stop me from getting to this point, because validation is for parking. And I'm so happy we can have this podcast today, because I talk about this in so many other podcasts and I joke about it. Validation is for parking, but it really is. So I want to go over what that phrase mean and why I'm always saying that. The first thing is there's so many negative consequences of relying on external validation. So the only thing you need to validate is your parking, because the first thing that you lose and the first negative consequences is the loss of authenticity. Hiding your true self to please others, that's a huge no-no. You lose your authentic self when you're trying to please other and go with the flow and the likes. Don't do it. Stay true to your authentic self. And you also lose emotional dependency. Trying just the ability, just overall of tying your self-worth to the opinions and approvals of other, that creates emotional dependency. And that's the last thing you want to do, is be dependent emotionally on some people on social media to give you worth, or on your job or whatever, or your family. Being emotional dependent, don't do it. I don't look to anyone to tell me how amazing I am. I wake up and tell myself that when I look in the mirror, that I'm awesome. I don't need anyone to give that to me. And if you're not there, it's okay. Eventually, you will get there when you stop seeking approval and validation for others, and think of what makes you happy, and think of what success looks like for you. Because looking for that validation, it can create anxiety and stress and constantly worrying about what others think. And the moment you stop giving that power out, the moment you stop being so concerned of what your peers think about you and what they have to say in their judgment, you will have less anxiety and you will feel less stress, and that pressure will be removed from you because you're not even thinking about it. And you can apply that energy to other areas of your life. And that's what I learned. When I stopped doing that, I started to apply all of that energy that I was putting into caring into other areas of my life and things that I wanted to work on and my goals and my passions. And in the long run, success was the long run, and it happened because I was less occupied with worrying about what others would think of what I do versus just doing it. And here's a big one: people pleasing. Gave that up, because sacrificing your own needs and desires to please other is so draining. Here's another one: lack of confidence, doubting your own abilities and judgment, and being unstable in your self-esteem, your self-worth. It fluctuates based on external factors. And that's not the case. You should understand that you're amazing across the board, regardless of what those external factors look like. Your self-worth should be internal. It should come from within. So now I want to go over some practical strategies for building self-worth from within. The first thing is practice self-compassion. Be kind and understanding to yourself, especially when you make mistakes or fall short from whatever it is that you failed at. Identify your strengths and values. Focus on what you appreciate about yourself. Replace all of your negative self-talk with critical thoughts, with positive affirmations. I love positive affirmations, and I make it my business to profess those positive affirmations daily. And you have to have clear boundaries and protect your peace and your emotional well-being by saying no to things that aren't really aligning with your true values and cores. You got to understand your values and what they are, and don't let anyone define those things. Don't look for validation on your values. Whatever your values are, stand on that. Stand on that and be firm with that. Focus on your own goals and your passions, and pursue activities that bring you that level of fulfillment and happiness, and just be present in the moment and appreciate your thoughts, your feelings, and just create that safe space of positivity and surround yourself with people who actually accept and appreciate you for who you are, and avoid those negative people because they're definitely not going to give you validation. They're going to try to diminish your self-worth and try to bring down your self-esteem. So understand that. What that truly is, what it means. Validation is for parking. The only thing you need validated is your parking. Understand that It's temporary, external, and it doesn't define your worth. True self-worth comes from within, and it's about knowing your values, embracing your authenticity, and overall simply just living a life that's true to yourself, true to your core and who you are. Because you're amazing. You don't have to pretend to be someone you're not, to impress others, to seek that validation, to seek the praise, to seek the likes. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to seek outside validation. Work on cultivating that validation from within and understanding your true self-worth on your own terms. So if you have one major takeaway from this podcast today, I hope you truly understand that validation is for parking. So what are you seeking validation for in your life? What small step can you take today to cultivate more self-validation and build your inner confidence? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. So embrace your authenticity, cultivate your self-worth, and find validation within yourself. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.